you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and Amy's TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. And TV, they're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of this week and kink. This week and kink.
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to Twig After Dark's commentaries, and that's right, it is me and my ever awesome compatriot
Alex.
That's right, we are here to take a look at yet another forgotten DVD, YouTube, or in this case Tubi classic movie. This is going to be probably my fifth or sixth time watching this movie, and this is going to be Alex's first time.
Yep.
We're going to take a look at a 1980s horror classic known as Chopping Mall. Ha ha ha. This is probably one of those big boxes. If you're old enough to remember VHSs, you may have seen the poster in your local VHS rental store. You may have seen the big box where it shows the shopping bag full of like body parts and shit like that.
It was never rented at my local store. It was always on the shelf.
It's so weird because it's so good. It also randomly stars Dick Miller.
Now for this, you just have to go to Tubi, I think it's .com. In anywhere in North America, you can stream it. It's free. You just click on it and go, I want to watch.
Yeah, like literally you can sign up for Tubi if you want.
Signing up does stuff like it skips past some things. You can get your preferences in there so it can suggest the sort of like how Netflix was back in the day where it would suggest things that you liked.
Exactly. And Tubi is a service that I found out randomly. I think I was looking for free anime online.
And they have a ton.
Yeah, and this is a service that I happen to stumble across. So hopefully you will join us this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening to this particular commentary. And hopefully you will join along in some of the awesome 80s stupidity that is Chopping Mall. So if you want to get your browsers ready to go on Chopping Mall, we're going to hit the play button right now. And we shall begin as soon as it loads.
Yes, load.
There we go. You should see Concord Presents.
Yep. Thank you for buffering quickly.
You'll see jewelry of various types. I'm going to turn down the volume here so we don't get dinged by copyright bots.
I love that terrible synth that they used in everything back then.
See, I love 80s style like music like that. Like that Basil, the guy who did the Terminator and RoboCop themes.
Basil Poliduris?
Yes.
This is a very Terminator look, the way the lighting is even.
I think this is a Roger Corman movie, I want to say, but I'm not sure.
He produced so much. This looks like the robots from that terrible Tom Selleck movie, Runaways.
Yeah.
With, what was it? Gene Simmons as the bad guy.
So you're essentially running away from a Dalek.
Yeah, a really...
A Dalek and, like, a friggin' Cylon, more or less.
You know what would have made a better bad guy than Gene Simmons in that Runaway movie?
What?
Another Simmons. Sweating to the oldies. Richard Simmons. It would have been so much better if he was the bad guy.
It's been so long since I've seen this. I don't remember the intro.
The end.
And that's the movie, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this.
It's a security reel showing off what their service can do. Because you need to murder people that rob you, right?
Of course, yeah, exactly. In the future.
In the mall where everything is insured. That blonde looks like a porn star.
Well, it is L.A. in the 80s, so who knows?
Maybe she can get all my dick.
Oh dear.
You said it's after dark.
Yeah, but
let Alex be Alex.
No!
That guy can get it, too. He can have all the dick. I don't care. Everybody can have my dick today. I'm feeling dicky.
You're not discriminating.
I'm not going to... Dogs, cats, whatever. Who knows?
It's 2019, folks. Why not?
Maybe not cats. That's a little difficult. I'm going to be quiet now for a little bit. Oh.
What?
Oh, that was...
That's 1980s right
there.
I'm
making jokes. That sounds racist. Just neutralized.
It kind of makes you think of that ad from RoboCop 2 where there's the Magnavolt car defense system.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't even drain your battery. Fucking love that because it's the...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Fucking Lionel Luther.
I wouldn't go to a mall that has a fucking mech that roams around.
Yeah, I know, right? Lasers.
I love it already. Why have I never seen this?
I know, right? That's why I was so surprised.
You know what? This has given me a very Death Row Game Show vibe. We talked about that movie.
Oh my god, I forgot about it. Did we do a commentary for that?
We did a full review on it.
Man, that movie's so much fun. If you get a chance to check out Death Row Game Show, I think from Vinegar Syndrome.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones we watched of theirs.
And totally worth it.
It was like, what if Running Man was really over the top?
Yeah.
And it had this same sort of look and feel. It's always Park Plaza or Pine Hill or...
Yeah, it's something generic yet regal sounding.
La Galleria. I love it when it sounds like I could have made the soundtrack myself in one afternoon.
Yeah, like basically just go to like Fruity Loops. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
I'm pretty sure people still use Fruity Loops. Hey, people are using, like, hacked Game Boys to make digital music.
Yeah, so. One of the people I actually did PR for Danimal Cannon for a summer. And he does all his music via Game Boy stuff.
There's something about those, like, 8-bit computer synth sounds that just do it for me.
It sounds futuristic without being stupid, typically. And this is so 1980s. I love it. Poor kid.
I love the height of the mall. They look like they're about to fuck.
Dick Miller!
Who's Dick Miller?
Old Man Futterman from Gremlins.
I've never seen Gremlins.
What the fuck?
I've only seen like bits and pieces. I saw the one that had Hulk Hogan in it.
You will recognize... That's Gremlins 2.
Oh, okay.
You'll recognize Dick Miller. He is a staple of the B-movie genre. That man is not playing video games.
This is great.
I know. This is so 1980s.
Why are there naked... Oh, okay. So they're in a competition. Think of the kids. That was what her sash said?
Yep.
Have a ball. And nobody carries that many boxes at once.
I've never
that are
seen,
empty.
I've been in a mall and I've never once seen anybody carry a box. I guess it was a 1980s thing.
Well, they used to put the boxes in giant bags. Then again, most of the big stores like Eaton's and all that are gone here. Simpsons. And also, when was the last time you shopped at the Bay? So not or like or
yeah.
Sears was the one that no Sears doesn't even have boxes.
Oh, it's produced by Julie Corman. I wonder if that's Roger's husband.
Think about what you just said and repeat it.
Yeah, but so yeah, I had to say that out loud.
I'm pretty sure most of those posters are from his old Corman films. Double anchovy pizza? You nasty fuck. You
see,
nasty bitch.
It took me forever to try anchovies, and I tried it a couple years ago. I actually don't mind them. Oh, but Blair can't stand if I have mushrooms and anchovies in a pizza, she'd be like, I hate you, get out of the
apartment.
The
only anchovies I've ever had were anchovies, and I made the mistake.
From a can?
Yes, but I made the mistake.
Microwave them?
No. I had it in a Panzerotti.
Ew. Yeah, no. So that's just too salty.
So, you know what? It would be good if you had anchovies. Okay. If it was like 8 anchovies sprinkled on top of a pizza, it would add something to it.
Yes, that's true.
You know what else? I can't say I don't completely dislike anchovies, because anchovies are one of the ingredients in Caesar salad dressing.
It's true.
That is why Caesar salad dressing goes bad before ranch.
I was unaware of that particular fact, though.
More butter. Ooh, that's real lightning, right?
Oh, of course. It's the future.
I also love that this movie's an hour and 16 minutes, including credits, meaning that when it came on VHS, it would have come with, like, 12 trailers beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
For every Corman release. It does have a very mid-Corman level, like, before the 90s when he stopped producing as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else this could be? An old Golden Globus Canon production.
Yes.
It has that feel.
Yeah, it's that vibe. It's high-tier B-movie.
It's like, what if Troma had twice their budget?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what attracts me to these type of movies. They're just the right budget, they're just cheesy enough without being stupid, and they're entertaining to hold your attention. It's something you watch once, maybe twice, and you're thankful you did.
Because this was back when, like, sure, they might only make, like, 800,000 or a million in theaters, and it cost $2 million to make. But they were guaranteed back when you used to pay $10 to rent a movie for the weekend.
Yep.
That they would get their $10 from at least a million people.
Yeah, and they'd get such wide distribution in like VHS Ooh. Rental places. Ooh.
Alex Likey. Uh-oh, murder bots. He's got a big smoke hanging out of his mouth. All right. Oh. He was just about to zoom down so I could see the good bits.
Nope. You are murdered. You are dead. You are punctured in the throat.
You know what? I don't know if there's a Blu-ray release of this or not. Or
nope.
This wasn't one of the ones that was like... Because a lot of stuff on Tubi I noticed is from the Shout Factory collection.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like Shout might have remastered it for streaming purposes. Because this is... The stream, when I double-checked it, is 720p, and it looks way clearer than a VHS would have looked back in the day.
I'm actually going to see if this actually has a release.
Because it does look a lot better than a standard DVD would look.
There's a remake supposed to come out, or was supposed to, but that never happened. It's been released twice on DVD. 2012 as part of an 8 horror DVD set.
Is it from Shout?
No, Vestron.
Oh,
2016 on Blu-ray.
Okay, Vestron Video. I've seen them. Sometimes we get press releases from them. They used to be a big company in the 90s putting out VHS tapes. Now they're kind of small. I think they have some of the MGM library and some other stuff.
One of the people who was involved in the movie, I didn't find his name right now. He said the film did okay business when it was released in theaters. It got some okay reviews and did decent business, but it really found a life on VHS and cable. That's when it was really embraced. And this is the type of thing for you U.S. listeners. Way back in the day, there was the USA Network Up All Night, and it would show shitty horror movies like this, and.
In Canada...
And they'd have, like, a horror host come out and talk
about
it. Yeah,
in Canada, the closest we had to that, as far as... Well, there might have been local stuff, but on a national level... Well, no, actually, on a provincial level, TVO, the TV Ontario, the public access channel, had Saturday Night at the Movies, which was usually bigger movies, like The Godfather.
Lords of Arabia and shit like
that. And Ilwi Yost would used to host that for, what, like, 40 years?
Yep.
And then where this would have been on... Would have been on late night on one of two channels.
City TV
would have had it, and that would have been national. And that would have been on City's Great Movies. Although that was usually bigger pictures, unless it was in the middle of the night, like 1 in the morning. Or CHCH Hamilton would have shown stuff like this.
Yeah.
And that was still like, they had a big broadcasting antenna, so you could pick it up all across the province.
I think, honestly, this is something I would love to get Joe Bob Briggs to do his last drive-in with, or a more contemporary horror host, if we could get him to do it, I'd love to hear James Rolfe do a full DVD commentary of this.
I mean, we used to have, like, Dinner and a Movie and stuff, and sometimes we used to get syndicated runs of Svengoolie from the States.
Yeah, and he's still going. For those of you who can locally watch Svengoolie, do it.
Yeah, because he's been doing it, what, since the 70s or 60s? Yep.
Long, long time.
Because we used to have a few of our own hosts, but most of them are gone.
Yeah.
Or we had some local people that did it. But Space might have shown this when the cable channel came out.
Yep.
And then
first,
I
or
guarantee,
Scream.
Well, Scream and Chiller were our channels for a long time, and they're gone now. But so pretty much Space would have been the one to show this. No. You know what would have shown this? Showcase. Showcase and like Showcase Action and all that stuff back in the day.
Yeah. Now Showcase Action is now Adult Swim in Canada. And
is
it's
it?
Terrible.
It's gone?
It's
oh.
So bad now, which is unfortunate. But no, this is a really good transfer. This must be from the Blu-ray release.
It looks like it's from the original negative for sure, so it's probably the Blu-ray cleaned up from Vestron.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. We wanted to get Geena Davis, but we couldn't.
So we got discount Geena Davis. And I will say this, and I've always said this, and anytime I talk about an 80s movie, I just think girls were more attractive in the 80s.
It's probably a nostalgia thing. It's the way the hair was done.
Yes.
It's a lot of it is the, it's not just the hair and makeup, that something you're used to growing up watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lighting and the way film looked. If you took a lot of movies today and then lit them for film and cinema and then shot it, like, for instance, Wolf of Wall Street was shot on film.
Mm-hmm.
The women are gorgeous in it. And even the guys look at it. It's the way lighting works with analog media. We wanted Robert Stack, but we couldn't get Robert Stack.
So we found his less attractive younger brother.
Gilbert Stock.
Old Gil will get you. And I like he looks like the typical 80s douchebag.
Everybody.
Like you want to call him Chaz or Chad.
Everybody has the Revenge of the Nerds quarterback hair. The guy from Married with Children, the neighbor.
Yep.
Everybody had his hair. That was a douchebag. Look at the Super Mario like outfit in the background. Did you see that there?
Yep. Payphone, something you never see now.
Oh, I still see them. It's just nobody uses them. Oh, am I gonna? No, I'm not gonna see nothing. This isn't good for Alex. This isn't Sex World.
Oh boy, that was a fun commentary.
Oh, there might be some more coming. 1970/early '80s superhero porn. You interested? No.
Morbidly curious.
Yeah, I think. It may be one of those cases where we do what we did last time, where it's find a way to skip all the actual porn and review the actual superhero movie part.
Exactly. Like, hell, I would love to review Axel Braun movies. Just cut out all the sex. Hell, there's a cut of the 1960s Batman porno where they just cut out all the sex and it's just a Batman.
I would watch that. Or like the Pirates rated R version of that.
Yeah, they just cut
that,
the
those
sex.
Are fun because you know what's actually happening, but it's fun to watch the ridiculousness. Or if we could get a hold of, well, they're not going to be ever official. What was it? The Super Mario porn ones with Ron Jeremy from the 90s? the legendary ones where it's like, somebody did try to grab a bootleg copy of those and then cut it down to just have the non-sex scenes. But they're like 5 minutes long.
I also love how nobody has noticed this scientist is dead till just now.
Well, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, everybody looks like they're working in the Total Recall office.
And you know he's a scientist because he has
so,
a lab coat.
So is it the lightning hit them and now their programming's all screwed up? Is that the idea?
Yep.
Because it didn't really show what happened. Is he going to eat his food? You dirty bastard. That's his donut.
Don't be that
guy. You know, they're the futuristic room because they have the push-button phone instead of the rotary phone.
Ooh, that lights up and shit.
Is nobody noticing in the room that the security cameras aren't on?
Yeah, they're just showing static.
What's he reading? It came from outer space. Isn't that a Roger Corman book?
I want to say.
About his movies?
or something along those lines. And the tennis shoes are so 80s too. Here come the Cylons.
Exterminate by your command.
I love the look of the old style Cylons too from the 1980s.
Oh yeah. And it has that, because it's on film, it has that glow where when it shines around, those like star, you know, star reflection lights, like the pulse. The diamonds. Yeah. I just love the way, like when you used to shoot a chandelier, the lighting that used to come off of that.
Yeah, because it used to sparkle.
A boxing ring, and it would have that, just that glow. If I had my own wrestling company, I would only shoot using film, or I would use old Betacam cameras and just blow it up to 1080p.
So shot on shittio.
Yes, but shot on shittio modern day, which would be retro chic. Oh. It looks like the robot from Rocky IV.
I kind of wonder, actually.
Hi, Polly. Or in Glow, they have the same robot, and it gives out drugs.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Oh, it's They Came from Outer Space. That's the book.
He looks so familiar. Like, I've seen him be a B-movie actor, too.
Like, he's got no hair now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he usually has... I'm sure it's in Star Trek.
I think he's in Terror Vision. But I'm not 100% sure.
He looks... Like, now he has more pronounced, like, features. I'm pretty sure he's been on Star Trek. Ew.
Again with the neck.
Casio. Because all the kids want the Casio player and cheap beer.
Well, at least it's not beer brand beer, which you can now get in stores.
You can actually just get beer brand?
Yeah, it's like the No Name in Canada, for you guys that don't know. We have a store named No Frills and Superstore, and they have like this yellow can, and it literally just says beer on it.
Well, that's because, okay, so up here, the joke all the time was the store brand. We all, everybody as a collective culture used to call it. Like, if there was a store brand, it was just called the no-name brand. That was the collective slang. And it got to the point where the President's Choice brand, which was owned by one of the biggest two shopping companies, like I think it was, yeah, No Frills or Loblaws that owns it.
Yeah.
They made an actual brand called No Name so that they could collect on the collective consciousness of, when I say no name, we just meant store brand, but they made an actual no-name brand, and it was always a yellow box, like... You want Cheetos, it's a yellow bag with no name written on it.
Yep.
It says Cheetos. Well, now they finally, that we have grocery stores are allowed to have beer for the first time in Ontario and ever, they now have no name beer. And it's in a yellow can that just says no name beer. And I'll tell you, it's not very good.
No. I can't imagine it.
Considering it's Bucca beer. Ugh.
No. Nerd love. Golly gee.
You don't know what's happening to my peepee.
Oh god. I also love how women in the 80s wore like the million bracelets on their wrists.
People do it now.
When I was growing up, I remember my mom doing that.
Tell us about your mother. Very Freudian here now?
No, it was... I remember because my mom growing up was very much the 80s punker chick.
Oh, yeah?
Rocker chick. Because my mother had me when she was very young, like 15, 16. I saw G.I. Joe's.
Wait, so these teenagers are just...
Partying in the mall.
I'm assuming they're teenagers, right?
Yes.
Even though they look about our age?
Well, that ain't normal.
I mean, they had to have a lot of money put into making these animatronics.
Oh, yeah. Like, these are not cheap props.
Although,
especially for the time.
Knowing Corman, he would have used them for every movie for the next 10 years. Like those, the shots of the tracking wheels, or the tread, would be used for probably like Crash and Burn and everything else that he produced. They'd have like individual 3 or 4 second shots that he would use over and over and over again, because the man was a genius when it came to film.
Him and Lloyd Kaufman know how to maximize.
How to save money and make it look good. Giant Gumby in the background. I don't want to get a... Is it Licorice Pizza? Was that the name of the place?
That's what I was wondering. Like, something, something pizza.
You can tell that it's the 80s because the bush isn't coming out the sides.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Alex, inappropriate. Edit this out, motherfucker.
But say, well, we are watching an 80s horror movie, so certain things are to be expected.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know whether I could have sex with my girlfriend with my friend literally 10 feet in the other,
way. How hot are your friends?
I just... No.
You're not about that lifestyle, then.
No, I am not about that lifestyle. I've had friends tell me stories how they've done it.
When you're a teenager and you're drunk, you might do some weird things.
I guess that's true. When you just want to get laid, you just want to get laid. Call me very, very boring.
This is odd the way she's doing. Boobs.
Those are boobs.
We have boobs.
She's pretty, though. Yeah. He looks like a goofy-looking motherfucker, though.
He's wearing mom
with
jeans.
With his Cheez-Its.
Which, by the way, the box hasn't changed in 35 years.
Michael.
What? No. It's a fuck fest.
Okay. This is odd.
I know, right?
Giant enemy crabs.
Crab battle.
This is much more like a real... They're like 27, but they're supposed to be like 16?
I get... Or at least very late teens.
But I mean, they are... That's more like what a real date would be if you're going to sneak in somewhere. We're just going to watch movies and pretend to be close. And
maybe have candy.
And then if we're lucky, something will happen.
Yeah. I remember one of the first times I ever watched a scary movie with a girl. I must have been like 15. I think her name was Dawn. We were watching Creepshow 2.
Oh, yeah?
And we were just holding hands on the couch, and she starts cuddling into me. And I didn't kiss her that night because I'm fucking stupid.
Well, you were a gentleman.
I was. And the thing I remember, her being remarkably pretty, but she looked like Meg from Family Guy.
So you think Meg's remarkably pretty?
I do. I really do. I love it. She even had the hat down. And this was 4 years before Family Guy came out.
Oh, yeah, because you're old.
I am old. Old as shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know what the best thing is? In a couple of years, you're going to be 40.
Yep.
And I'm going to be laughing because I won't even be 35.
It's true. I am old man Dodd, who goes to bed at 10 o'clock at night. But hey, I have such clear memories of the 80s. At least I've got that going.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I make fun of, but, you know, every once in a while I have to get advice from, you know, my gray beard friends.
It's true. You must climb the 7,000 steps to High Hrothgar and consult the gray beards. And that's clever editing.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about these kind of movies is they weren't always as cheap and terrible as you'd think.
They were made with passion and love. That's Dick Miller.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
Fucking love this man.
He's also looked the same for 30 years.
Yeah, he is a Terminator just wrapped in a Dick Miller skin.
He was basically the same for 30 years. The drill sergeant was basically the same for 30 years.
Arlie Emery, yep, yeah, he never aged.
Who else?
Max von Sydow has never aged.
He's like a 90-something. He still looks basically the same.
Yep.
The guy from... Why am I drawing a blank? Ray Wise.
Yep.
He has been the exact same since RoboCop.
Yeah. And the last thing I saw him in was... What was that show where he had to collect soul? He was the devil?
In Reaper.
That's it, yeah.
The only other guy that I can think of that never aged until he died... was Strickland from Back to the Future, the principal. Yeah. Every single thing he did, he looked the exact same for like 40 years. Here we go. Shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh,
Oh, it's going to shock him. He looks like he has prison tats.
Yeah, I was just noticing that. Too.
Either that or he was. Oh, shit. You can see the wire behind him, though. Or, you know what? Maybe not prison tats. Those look like they could have been Navy tats.
I think it might have been Navy.
Because at that time, he would have been the right age to have either served in Korea or something.
Or World War II, yeah.
He might have been a little young for World War II, but he could have definitely done Korea in the 50s.
Fuck you, Chad.
Yeah, she could totally get it. I'm not even kidding, man.
She's pretty.
Although, when I see people smoking now, I'm like, your skin would smell like leather.
I dated a smoker for a little while. It wasn't the most attractive thing. I always asked her to, if we're going to kiss and stuff, can you go use a mouthwash or something?
Should I say something inappropriate?
No.
Do you think I'm going to say something inappropriate?
I'd really rather you didn't.
I was going to say, after you get a blowjob, you have to go scrub your dick off with soap,
Oh, God.
Otherwise, you're walking around and be like, oh, my dick stinks like Camel cigarettes all day.
I can't say I've ever had to deal with that problem.
Good. Boobies.
Oh, boy. He's got that weird Bruce Campbell kind of charm in his face.
But there's something creepy about chewing gum while you have sex.
Well, you could choke on it real easy.
No, it just seems like a douchebaggy thing to do. He's just going to pee in the middle of all... These kids all deserve to actually die. I thought he was peeing in the hallway because the janitor will have to clean it up anyway.
No, he's actually going to be, well, I guess, semi-responsible and go to the bathroom. I don't know how much I'd want to walk around a mall on my bare feet.
Oh, God. You know it's the 80s and in the States when you can get cigarettes from a vending machine in the mall. And you don't even need ID.
I remember when I was a kid seeing a cigarette vending machine at a hotel I was at. I thought it was the weirdest thing.
Because, well, here you have to show your ID, like, hardcore, even as a kid.
Yep.
Although I do remember my parents writing me a note saying, go get us smokes, and I'm like, I can't, I'm not 19.
I remember doing that once.
I was like 12, and my parents said, here's an extra $5, go rent a movie for like $2, and get yourself a snack. And I went there, and I was like, my mom and dad gave me this note. They're like, what do your mom and dad look like? And I explained them, and they're like, they're regulars. What do they need? And they're like, I remember they said, if I find out that you smoked these, I'll tell your parents that you're going to be in big trouble. And I'm like, they gave me the note. And that only happened once, and then they really cracked down on that in the late 90s.
Yeah, I did it for my parents in the mid-90s.
Because really, like, I was the kid that was raised not to smoke. My parents always told me not to smoke. They said they were addicted. And they're like, how, you know, it's got to be pretty bad if we're sending our kid to go get smokes because we're too lazy. The funniest line I've ever heard in a TV show about going pee was in an X-Files episode, the beginning before people die. Oh, I got to go drain the lizard. I used to use that all the time when I was like 7 years old, and I got in trouble at school for being vulgar.
Yeah.
I need to go to the bathroom.
With you, G.
I need to go to the bathroom. And the teacher's like, why? I'm like, I gotta go drain the lizard. Alex, that's inappropriate. And I'm like, I don't understand. I was watching the X-Files. What are you doing watching the X-Files? It's family TV night. Friday nights. She's like, I am impatient.
I need cigarettes right now.
Cigarettes wreck your skin so bad.
They do.
That might be one of the reasons why, like, our generation looks a little younger for our age than previous, and each generation successively from us has looked younger, because our skin isn't going as bad. Oh, here we go. Are we going to get to see nerd boobs? No.
She's the heroine, so no.
hair and makeup took forever back then.
It did. It really did.
Looking at him, they're like, we want Rick Moranis, but we can't get Rick Moranis. Oh, she's got Playboy Bunny underwear? That's something you wouldn't have noticed on VHS.
Yeah.
The detail would have been too difficult to see. Do you like this movie because the guy was named Mike?
No, I like it mostly the robots, and it gets really dumb in the next, like, couple minutes.
Ew. That's a pretty good effect. Wait, how did it open that way?
Doors are automatic, I think.
But the door thing didn't go closey-close. You know the handle thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, lasers.
Which can clear debris. Fuck off. They just paint that in. The Playboy Bunny. I missed that.
I never thought we'd hit the age where the streaming services...
See, isn't that cool? Look at that ketchup.
I never thought we'd hit the age where the streaming service is better than what's available at home video. But it is. Like,
we live in a golden age.
Oh, because they can't go into the actual stores. Right? They said that they only service the main mall.
The mall, yeah.
So they saw...
They have to have authorization to go into the stores.
That's why it saw the person in there and it walked away like nothing was wrong.
Oh, there goes your theory.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Mew, 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 mew. Oh, I love the sound effects.
You know what the best sound effect in any movie of all time is?
What?
Ernest goes to jail when he gets electrocuted at the end. I watched it for about 15 minutes last night on a loop. Not last night, 2 nights ago on a loop, and couldn't stop laughing. Because that's what my life has become.
Just Ernest
and, on a loop. And endless loops of ridiculous things. It's like 1950s sound effects.
And that adds to the charm of it, I think. Because it would have been so easy to rip off the Star Wars, like friggin' TIE Fighter laser blast or something like that.
Yes, boxes. The only thing that can stop lasers and robots are boxes.
From U-Haul, no less.
She's like, I gotta get dressed. And Coca-Cola placement.
Well, that's probably how they got a lot of this movie funded, was they agreed to do a shit ton of product placement.
Yeah, they probably didn't tell Coca-Cola they were going to be blowing teenagers' heads up with lasers. What mall has that?
Yeah, like, I'd like to know what mall has security shutters that are basically like a nuclear bunker.
Is it in Oakland? Or like... It's like, where are we... We're in Oakland now, or we're in Harlem, or...
See, there is a mall I went to in Los Angeles that looked remarkably like this, minus the heavy security doors.
So far, I think the best looking one is fake Gina Davis. Their acting's all about on par with each other. Nobody's really worse than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're better than some of these bad movies are like. Oh, toothpaste. They're going to blow the hinges, aren't they?
Yep. Which, again, clever.
All they did was flip that. You see that they flipped it to be another angle? So nobody's heard these explosions out
there. Yeah, I was actually just thinking that. I think I'd say this mall doesn't get a lot of noise complaints.
Brother got shot in the arm. So So a laser can shoot you in the shoulder and not hurt you, or you can get hit in the head and explode. Ow, my brains, and then boom.
The robot rolled natural 20s.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Critical hit.
Looks like Beauty and the Beast she's got around her neck like this. Oh, no, that's like a prom sort of picture.
Mm-hmm.
Are those tears because they were told they can't leave the corridor until they film it properly?
I could believe it. Well, you don't have a lot of time to get this right.
Corman's like, we got to do 6 weeks of shooting in 1 week.
Yeah, like, he's a machine when it comes to getting stuff done.
Our running time's only an hour and 16 minutes. Pad it out with trailers. Oh, I love how that adds, even though it's been remastered, it had the thing at the top right corner, the little circles that pop up when it's time to change a reel.
I missed that.
I've trained my brain to see them. Peckinpah's Sporting Goods.
You get that?
Yeah, because Sam Peckinpah, director of The Wild Bunch, one of the most violent movies of all time, so now they're getting their weapons, right?
Yep.
I like when they put little subtle nods like that in there. Well, it's not so subtle, but...
And this is only 10 years out from Dawn of the Dead.
But I mean, so but still, Sam Peckinpah hadn't had a big, big hit since, like, 20 years earlier. That would be like us now doing a movie and then having it be, like, the Michael Bay something or other. Bay's Sporting Goods and it's all fireworks.
That'd be a really... That's actually really clever.
Yeah. They said the F word. That's a no-no. Why are they walking like that?
This is dramatic. And the synth is
no,
rising.
No, because it's the walk from the Wild Bunch when they go in. That's why.
I did not know that.
That's why. I didn't like my one friend because he was a nerd, but now we're all best buddies because we have automatic weapons. But we only gave him the small gun. Although he's got a handgun.
But to be fair, he's got the Magnum.
He's got a Magnum and a tank of propane. Hey, fellas, we got company. Ba-choo, ba-choo. I think the guy that hasn't really talked much is going to die first. Wow, it's got bad aim.
Computer assisted aiming my ass.
Yeah, it's because they're using like an Atari computer in it. I love that at the sporting goods store he got an automatic like assault rifle.
Yeah, that's a M16, so.
There we go. Get him, geek boy. Ba-doom. Fuck it up good. This is a very Terminator look, like, with the blue lighting.
Mm-hmm. Let me out here. There's always the one chick who freaks out.
No matter what, there's not a single movie we've ever watched that will ever, ever be more annoying than Temple of Doom with the girl screaming.
I don't know. We're starting to bank content for the summer now, and we got some real choice bits coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's true. And I love it when it's on free streaming services like this.
Yeah.
Because it's open to anybody. You don't have to pay for anything. You can just click on it and watch. And you know you're not doing anything, like, under the table.
No, nope, exactly. All above this board. Is all above board.
He needs me. Oh, my God.
What are you going to do against robots? Now, I'm not saying you're useless, but...
They wouldn't hold that much weight, and those girls aren't very heavy. Robot blood?
So I put one into its friggin' processor just to make sure it's down.
Stupid bitch. And I say that with the most respect possible.
Well, it's the fact that you got out of a place where you're quote-unquote relatively safe. You just have to hide. But then again, I'm not sure I'd want to hide for, like, say, 7 hours until the morning happens.
Very true.
Because you don't know whether these things have thermal sensors. And eventually, when they're going to say, hey, if they're not on the floors, they got to be in the roof.
I'm kind of surprised it's not sponsored by Nintendo. Because it looks like Rob.
Rob, yeah, a little bit.
See, I thought this was about, like...
Like a serial killer or
yeah.
something?
Now it's hiding, eh?
Yeah, they're getting smarter.
I didn't think that far. There's going to be a laser in there, isn't it?
Shotguns do a lot of damage, but I don't think I'd want a shotgun because it's so close range.
I mean, the shotgun would be good for blowing up the canisters.
Yeah, I'd rather have the assault rifle, and just because you have range and punching power.
Their hair is still immaculate.
Molotov cocktails, not a bad idea. I like how they're thinking, like, discount Sarah Connor, but it works. You never know.
Good girl. It looks like it's made out of exercise equipment. Oh, they didn't actually kill it, did they?
Severely damaged, but that's about it.
Wonder who did the voice for the robots. Hey guys, how's it going? Almost done. You think Mike
got it right? Right now I'm more concerned about the parents. Yeah, you and me both. Hey, I almost forgot how much sweating we did. Forget it, man. We get out of here, you'll be a six-pack. That's so 80s dialogue right there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Dylan, you son of a bitch! Oh, shit, it's on again.
Great, now you've pissed it off.
I want to see a movie where only the guys scream.
I think I've seen that horror movie. I legitimately think I have, where the men are all, like, vulnerable and the women are, like, the power players in it.
Die, bitch. That was a weird scream.
Ah! It's like she just found a cockroach or something.
Like she's playing that Japanese game where they poke you in the butt. Pew, 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 pew. Why are the lasers a different color?
Different power setting?
Yeah. Ew! That's pretty good. Is she going to get set on fire? Please be set on fire.
I think that's what happens, actually.
Well, they're scarred for life. Holy. Looks like a comfy bench.
I think. And this is not something that a cheap horror movie would normally get away with. A burn? That's a stunt. Well, Susie's toast.
I was trying to see if all the stores have names that are...
Well, I can't see them set dressing everything. Mind yeah. you, with big name stores, they'd probably take down certain names or they'd cut away from
it. And I was going to say, nowadays you can because it's all CG'd in.
Yeah.
But back then, yeah.
There was a McDonald's, but they only just showed half the arch.
And they clearly just dressed that one, the sporting goods, because they focused on it.
And this would be something, too. Like, I learned this from watching Dawn of the Dead, where it was the one location they shot during Christmas. So I imagine probably a similar situation here. They'd have to redress the mall every night they were shooting.
Or for construction, right? Like, maybe one section of the mall is being closed. Nah. Yeah, it would have had to be over, like, a few-day week, right?
Yeah. So they're like, okay, guys, you have the mall from 10.
Are they allowed to shoot it over that holiday to get the majority done? And then you end up shooting, like, every Sunday night for the next...
Oh, no. Like, for Dawn of the Dead, they literally, like, okay, you have the mall from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m., and then you got to put all the decorations back up. I imagine for this, they're probably, okay, you have the mall from 10 a.m. till 7 a.m. You wreck anything, you're responsible for it.
So it would have been a long shoot, probably 2 or 3 days then to get the whole thing done.
Yeah, like this would be something I'd be very curious to hear a director's commentary on. And check her out, fucking Dirty Harry's herself right there.
But they think the other one's still dead, but it's not.
Yeah, so there's four of them. They think they've taken out one now, in theory.
So it rubs off, apparently. We did it! And he gets vaporized immediately.
So you go back to peck and pause and you rearm.
So many movies that can be solved by cell phones.
I'm always the big fan of movies being solved by an appropriate amount of firepower.
Yeah.
Also, side note, when it was at the guy's table there, right there, Tabasco has not changed in like 40 years.
Ever. I think that bottle's this. Maybe the applicator, like, you know, the part with the little hole in it?
Yeah.
I think that's changed to a rubbery plastic. Originally, it was just glass. Diet Coke hasn't had that many changes either.
Not many, just the font change, really.
Yeah. And now that we have Diet Coke and...
Coke Zero.
Yeah. It's Coke Sugar Free now, right? Stupid name change. It means they're the same drink, just with slightly different formulas for the sugar. Why did we leave? Because your girlfriend freaked out and wanted to leave, stupid.
Exactly. It's you could have been safe. Then again, the whole thermal sensor argument, you don't know.
Well, not if you're in a mall. Like, the idea was they were in a vent above a store where they wouldn't necessarily... Those things can't look up. Did you notice that?
True. Unless they... Again, this is speculating. What if the mall has internal sensors and detects a heat anomaly?
Then they should have gone to the food place and gone into the freezer, but turned the temperature up enough that they could survive.
True. There you go.
Because it wouldn't be able to go through a double-lined door like that. This is where he shoots himself right there. He ain't getting me. Blah. And he's just like a talking blah, blah with a tongue flipping out.
Well, you're almost out of ammo there, pal. You may want to reel it in a touch.
Remember, they're supposed to be like 17, right?
Yeah. But his dad is not a Marine.
We got to go to Master Computer. And their hair is still perfect. Even the guy's hair is still perfect.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Yeah. Uncle Discount Uncle Jesse, Discount Rick Moranis, Discount somebody else. What I'm going to call him
Great Value Brand.
His name is White Bread Thompson, I think. With Discount
White Bread Thompson.
Yeah, Wonder Bread Thompson.
Here's Wonder Bread Tina.
And then we got Gina Davis and Perky Boobs is gone.
Rob Right what? Through the back.
Am I allowed to call her nerd tits?
No. Oh.
I'm not allowed? Okay, then I'll just say she's not nerd tits. That's her name. Oh. Smashy, smashy, daddy, daddy. Oh, yeah, because there's one per floor, right?
Yeah.
Are there four floors or is it three?
Three floors.
So, weren't there
and they killed one in the elevator.
And there was there four robots, though? Or
yes, four. No, three for sure. Four I'm not 100% sure on. I think there's four robots, though.
One in the control center or something?
Something like that.
I liked when the malls here switched from having those kind of benches. They now have, like, the super padded, really comfy seats. Problem is you can't get old people to pry their asses out of it to sit down for 5 minutes. They think, I'm going to go to the mall and sit for 9 hours. And it's like, I want to sit in the chair. I'm tired. Those boots are back in style. She's been shot twice, I think.
Yeah, I think she took one in the shoulder.
It's enough to melt and explode a brain, but not enough to put a dent in a door.
In like a tin door.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll stop them for all of 2 minutes. Of course it's got a cutting laser. Which, okay, wait a second. If it's got a laser to clear debris, I get that. That cutting laser could be it. But it has an actual laser weapon.
The laser weapon is to blow up debris boxes. I would assume that the laser cutter is to fix things like we've got to cut a bolt on a locker or like for maintenance purposes, like, oh crap, there's a bike that's locked in, we can't get out and the kid needs to get out. Instead of the janitor having to have bolt cutters.
Okay.
What's with the hippie? That looked like a real person moving, swaying for a second. Split up? Are you crazy?
Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind? Listen to Nerdlinger. He knows what's fucking what's what. Understatement of the century. Also presuming they can hear this. So that wouldn't be a quiet process.
It'd take a while, too.
Yeah, and why would you camp out near a fucking clearly
I know, obvious we're teenagers. Exit? We're teenagers. Let's just have sex.
Yeah, good plan, stupid.
I'm kind of amazed how good they were at making sure you don't see any brands of anything. There's like one label that will pop up occasionally. But like there's no... They're in the makeup section of the perfume.
There's no Chanel.
There's nothing. Here we go.
In time of war.
Is he supposed to be a teenager that happens to have a really expensive watch?
Maybe his dad's rich?
Maybe.
The
I say, yeah, you would have heard that, son of a bitch.
It's got a mean 5 o'clock shadow for a guy who's like 17.
Zap, zap.
Come at me, bro. That's what it's doing. Oh, each robot has a different colored laser.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's how you
RGB.
Tell
yeah.
apart. And of course, mirrors reflect lasers.
25 is alive.
Ay, 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 ay. I think he catches one like in the face or something.
Oh, well, she got fucked.
Right through the guts.
She gone. I'm going to get on the... Why? What? he gets on the fat guy mobile cart?
And fries himself because he doesn't think to fucking run.
So I was going to say... He thinks he's going to get Ernest
like,
goes
this
to jail
was
power.
This is a self-defeating prophecy. Your enemy was clearly at a disadvantage and you didn't fucking run.
All he had to do was put a rock on the pedal.
Yeah.
But no, he thought he had to get, you know, Ernest goes to jail powers. But no.
And even the chick that got shot, you should have... It doesn't matter if you think your enemy's defeated, you take cover. And obviously, no, we're way overthinking this, because horror movies, what's the simple solution? Don't go to Camp fucking Crystal Lake. Or, if you live in Springwood, Ohio, don't fucking fall asleep and move.
Or don't go to the mall at midnight when you're locked in.
Although, I have had an experience in a mall after hours.
Yeah.
And it is kind of weird and spooky, just to realize you're... In this place that's filled with thousands of people in a given day, and it's just you.
I went to a couple movie openings with my friend who was the projectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, a movie would come out, let's say, Wednesday night for or Thursday for a midnight show.
Yeah.
We get to watch it on Tuesday night at, like, 1 in the morning.
That's cool.
They lock you in, and it's like $5, get your popcorn. And when I say $5, get your popcorn...
You get, like, those giant garbage bags,
it's a garbage bag full of whatever's left.
That's awesome.
And then it was soda was free because soda cost them like 3 cents. And that's how I saw X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That's cool.
We watched it, like six people. Like it was the manager, the projectionist, and then whatever friends wanted to come.
Because
they get a couple passes. Basically, they get to bring one or two people whenever a movie would come out.
Yeah.
We watched it. And the people had to agree not to talk about like the movie beforehand. Yeah. We watched it. We're like, that was pretty cool. And then it was over. And we're all standing up. We're like, what? And the manager goes, this is going to be shit. And I was like, what? And she's like, people are going to be pissed. And I was like, but it was entertaining. And she's like, she goes, Alex, was it entertaining because it was free? And I went, you fucking bet. And then I actually remember, what was the website? Cinema Clock that used to have the times for every movie theater. I won free tickets to an early premiere of Hannibal Rising. And I took my little brother to see it. Now, Hannibal Rising is what, 2002,
I think?
That's Hannibal. Hannibal Rising was 2008 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty brutal movie, and my brother is like 14 when he sees it, right? I'm like 20. So we go to see it, and I was like, this is cool, because we got to see it. It was a packed theater. But everybody that was there were people that won tickets through some means or another.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the internet used to actually give away real tickets and you could actually win because not everybody did it 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my times where I've seen movies ahead of time. And I'll tell you, it's spooky going into a theater when it's completely empty. And you have to come in the side entrance.
Yeah. The only movie I've ever seen by myself, and it's just because the theater was empty that particular day, I saw Bebe's Kids by myself and I think Turbo.
Bebe's Kids?
Yeah. So about 92. And Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. No one was there.
I saw I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
I still haven't seen that.
I was by myself, and then the theater was set on fire, and they didn't come get me. I had no idea. The movie didn't start. About 20 minutes in when it was supposed to start, I walk out, and there's firefighters everywhere. And they're like, what the hell are you doing in here? There's a fire. And I was like, what? I walk out. The manager looks panicked. Now, this is okay. This Cineplex doesn't exist anymore, so they're not going to get in trouble. But yeah, I'm in there. They're like, yeah, the concession stand set on fire, and they evacuated the building. And I'm like, they're like, did you hear the alarm? I'm like, no. Apparently, the fire alarm wasn't working in my theater.
Oh my God.
And I was in the theater closest to the thing, but it just kept playing the music like on the radio. So I walk out, and the CTV news crew is already there. The manager runs up to me and hands me a package. The package is 10 free movie passes and a note that says, we're very sorry, please don't say anything to the news. Because they left me there while it was on fire.
Jeez.
And now that place is a Mark's Work Warehouse. So I actually might have been on the news walking out with the firefighters.
Your big package.
I walked out and I was pissed. I was like, motherfucker, my movie's supposed to start 20 minutes ago. And then I walk out, they clear the theater, they find out the fire wasn't as extensive as they thought. They cleared the concessions, they restarted the movie, I watched it, and then I hated myself for watching that movie. But I ended up, they refunded my money and got me 10 free tickets to see anything I wanted. I could have really gone for more. I could have made a big stink, but nobody was hurt, and it wasn't really that much of a danger. But I was in a theater when it was on fire, and they didn't come get me.
They killed Nerdlinger.
I'll have to tell stories in the next commentary about the toilet I broke in a different theater.
Oh, God.
Wait, which toilet was that? Nah, there's a couple toilets I broke. So I'll talk about that another time.
Classy as fuck. That's what you get when you get these After Dark commentaries. This robot's being has survived getting shot in the face. I'm not liking your odds.
This is like the Tremor in Tremors. The one that survives to the end. Stumpy?
Yep.
Now it sounds like Final Fantasy music.
Yeah, it really kind of does, actually.
I wasn't paying attention. Did the boyfriend die?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
he's fucked up.
I thought I saw somebody get hurt, but
puppies.
Oh, back when you had pet stores in unsanitary malls.
Yep.
I got my budgie from a Woolco.
So did I. I got budgies and hamsters from Woolco's.
Woolco is Woolworth, which is no longer existing in North America. Actually, wait, no. In the States, I'm pretty sure they have Foot Locker.
Yes.
Foot Locker is the only remnant left of the old Woolco company. Because Walmart bought them in like 95. You better not shoot any of the fucking dogs and cats or I'll be very mad.
Even back in the day, PETA would have had their friggin' heads.
Oh, snake spiders. You can kill them.
Spiders creep me out, man. So do millipedes and centipedes.
Ew.
Yeah, nope. Hell no.
Wouldn't the batteries run out on that thing?
Well, presumably they run all night, right?
Yeah.
And we can assume maybe 2, maybe 3 hours has passed.
And now the spiders don't move. Because they're now rubber. Also, isn't it...
Where'd that snake go?
Also, that says cock starter kit.
It does.
It is kind of funny that a lot of dog food brands, they haven't changed their labels in like 30 years. Oh, those are great cat trees. It's real silent. You know something bad's going to happen.
She's going to get jumped.
Is that a monkey?
I don't know what that was. I was like, what the fuck is that? Did Yeah, this must have been a Roger Corman thing.
Yeah, Roger's Little Shop. Because he did Little Shop of Horrors, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is almost like they did it on purpose as a homage to like their favorite creator, maybe. Because he might have produced it. I'm not sure. We'll have to see at the end if the credits show it. Crush Groove? Or is it Crush Grove? If this was 2019, it would say Kush Grove.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And they would sell weed. She's really athletic.
Let's say, yeah, she's got that solid snake strength.
This is another movie where if I had to do that, I'd be dead. Like,
yep, we're fucked.
My arms would pop out of their sockets and then I would plummet to my death. Yeah, that's right, Jackie Chan. Alright, slippity dippity. Is that a music and clock shop? That didn't. Continuity.
That would have killed her.
Continuity didn't look right. She landed on what was it, a cushion?
Yeah.
Suitcases.
Yeah, your back is broken in several fucking places.
I happened to land on the plush toy store where it's all pillows.
It's all Build-A-Bear.
At least she's crawling like she's hurt. Oh, she still has the tit
bomb. Flare, yeah.
Yeah. They look like park benches. She gonna paint herself like, oh, is she gonna go all Predator style?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Come on, get me! Come on, kill me!
You one ugly motherfucker. What the hell are you? What the hell are you?
You gotta say this, she's tough.
That was the funniest tap I've ever seen. Doink. Doink. Also, paint cans haven't changed their color in 60 years.
I'm pretty sure when I moved out of my parents' house when I was 20, they still had paint cans that look like this.
Oh, because it fumes and everything? She's going to blow it up?
Yep.
Oh, she's mixing shellac and paint thinner and all that kind of crazy shit. Building a paint bomb. Some of those colors are really garish.
Yeah, who wants that color of green?
Or piss yellow. I guess that depends on the color of your piss. I meant like mustard yellow piss, not like I'm very sick and have brown piss. That's right. You're all painted up, bitch. Time to fucking die.
Light him up, light him up.
There's a lot of sugar glass in this movie. Johnny Five is alive. Boom. I'm pretty sure the Ellis Paint Company doesn't want people to know that their paint blows up.
Yeah, do not use near flames. Paint is violently explosive. You're telling me not one person in the city of Los Angeles heard that.
Oh, it's Los Angeles?
Probably.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
New York City.
And hey, you weren't killed by flying glass. Congratulations.
Every time I think about people giving a shit, I think of Last Action Hero, one of my favorite movies, when Grandpa Lannister goes out in the real world.
Yeah.
And he goes, I want to test a theory. What's that? He shoots the guy.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? I've just shot somebody. And he goes, hey, shut up down there. And he's just like, in this world, the bad guys can win. I was so happy when he was cast as, you know, as Grandpa Lannister.
Yeah, as Tywin.
It's so weird seeing him without his red hair, though.
That's Charles Dance, right?
Yeah, He's a fantastic actor.
He really is.
No bookstores, though. You notice that in the mall?
Yeah, because you would have thought you'd seen, like, a Barnes & Noble or something. Or whatever the 80s equivalent would be.
Or, like, KB Toys or something.
I'm not dead.
I just have a lot of blood. I would say you have problems with your stool, sir.
It makes me think of that scene from, I think it's from Billy Madison.
Is he going to blow up? Is he going to blow up? Is he going to blow up? Please blow up.
Nope.
Oh, it's a happy ending. Or is it?
Yeah, because now it's clearly daytime.
Or is this going to be one of those things where it zooms out and it's like that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark where they're inside the pinball machine?
Or they're surrounded by robots just trying to get them.
That show had some scary stuff for kids in it.
I can't wait for the friggin' reboot. I want them to remake this, and I think they should, but keep the spirit. The original was going to be, the remake was going to have a supernatural bent to it.
You know how they got away with making this less than 90 minutes?
How much?
There was no outside help or support. It was all done internally. There wasn't, like, an outside force trying to get in to help that they had to keep cutting to for, like, a B-plot.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. And you're supposed to assume what happens next. What a goofball.
Nick Siegel.
Douchebag McGee. John Terleski. Perky Boobs.
Susie Slater with her head blowing up. I'm pretty sure I've seen Paul Bartel in a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
Dick Miller!
Let's see here. Trying to see if they have, like, anybody who ended up becoming famous later on as a rando.
I'm pretty sure that Garrett Graham was someone important.
Maybe. So we're in the credits now. Let's wait till the end to see
if there's anything afterwards.
And exactly where it was filmed and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not usually a lot of stuff afterwards in these old movies, but it is always nice to see, like, who did the music and where it was filmed.
See, that's one thing I gotta give the Marvel Cinematic Universe credit for. Is I know they weren't the first to do after credit scenes.
There were movies that did it way back, but really, I would say Ferris Bueller and then the Mike Myers movies were the ones that did it.
Yeah, and then people now just stay because you never know.
Yeah, like,
and people,
like Wayne's World 1 and 2 and Austin Powers are probably where it really started happening for sitcoms, or if not sitcoms, for comedies. And then it wasn't really until, I mean, James Bond would sometimes have him back in the 60s. They'd have a final scene, or they'd say he will return in, and they'd already list what the movie was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla did that too, I think. Once they were rolling out a movie a year. I mean, it's not a giant technical crew on this. It wasn't Roger Corman directing it.
No, I think it was his wife.
Was it? Is that what it said?
Well, it's not going to say my wife, but it was something Corman.
I'll pull it up on my handy-dandy film. So, Sherman Oaks. Oh, is it the Galleria from Terminator?
I wonder. That's the thing. You'd have to look it up.
So we're going to look up Chopping Mall right now while the credits are still playing.
1986.
Alrighty, and then it's pretty much over. 1986.
Yep.
And let's see who the director was, because I missed it when we were looking. And we've got Jim Wynorski.
And there is a final scene.
You probably didn't know that.
No.
One still survived.
That's fucking awesome.
It was produced by Corman. The Wynorski guy that directed it, he also directed Forbidden World.
Which were some of those pictures in the diner.
Screwballs, The Lost Empire, Deathstalker 2.
Yep, I've seen that.
Big Bad Mama 2, Not of This Earth, Return of the Swamp Thing. Beastmaster 2.
Seen that. Portal Through Time.
House 4.
Yep, seen that.
And then we're getting into the mid-90s and Dinosaur Island, Ghoulies 4, a lot of the direct-to-video stuff that used to be on, like, PM. Remember PM Release Group?
Yeah.
Used to release all that kind of stuff? Sorceress 2. Let me see something more recent as far as they've done. A lot of movies a year. Like, we'll do, like, two a year sort of thing up into the mid-2000s. Busty Cops Go Hawaiian.
Oh, God.
Probably a porno. Maybe not. And the newest movie, A Doggone Hollywood, director-writer, 2017.
Oh, God. So anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the Twig After Dark Commentaries. Hopefully you've had a chance to enjoy this movie with us. We've had a lot of fun doing it with you. Alex has been inappropriate all throughout.
Always.
Always. And so hopefully you'll join us next time as we pick something a little bit more medieval, you might say. So until next time, we have been
Alex.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. We'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Well, that's our show.
All right, here's the deal. Every time you watch my show, I will send you $40.
Checks will not be honored.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek, your source for guaranteed nonsense or your money back. Tune in next week for more info and the most important things you didn't need to know. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head over to this episode's post at thisweekingeek.net and leave a comment through Facebook Connect. Follow us on Twitter at thisweekingeek.net and follow our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. Social media not your thing? Send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Just when you think this show is terrible, something wonderful happens.
What?
It ends.
I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.